Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hello, everyone. I have another sample or a free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time on the radio on 107.3 WBBL. It was about a 2-year, 9-month reign of wallowing in about 15th place in the ratings. Nevertheless, we put our best foot forward and tried to do a good show. And I have all of those shows, and I release them twice a week on my Patreon. Here's a little snippet from the most recent release.
Good morning, Eric Zane Show. Friday, February 24th, podcast number 217 is underway. Podcast first, podcast masked as a radio show that occasionally people check out. And then we hear from them later in the day when they listen to the podcast about all the things we talked about on the show. Drives me crazy. Please listen to the radio show. Welcome in. Some rumbles of thunder as you get going this morning. As the cold front starts to mix with the warm, flashes of lightning, rumbles of thunder, high today of 53. It's 36 right now in GR. Pretty excellent chance you'll see rain. I know it was raining on the way in. 90% chance of precipitation today, maybe not all day. And then the bottom drops out. Tomorrow with a high of just 32 and snow showers. We're actually dodging a bullet because to the north of us right now, we're in some of the places where people are listening, they could be getting like ice. And then there's a risk of like tornadoes, believe it or not, south of us. And we're in this corridor of just rain. It's remarkable how we're getting hammered in different spots, but right, downtown Grand Rapids, per se. Kent, Ottawa County, places like that, should be all right. Not too bad. And then not too bad as we kind of look towards the long-term forecast as we get into the month of March. Unbelievable for next week. Welcome in. Julius is here. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I was hoping for more 60 and sunny days.
Yeah, I think they're on the way, but still, that was kind of like a brief respite. But it has been seriously, this has not been a real snowy, eventful winter this year at all. Ben, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
How are things in your world?
They're good.
Going to finish this up? I love those one-word answers. They really take me back to storytelling time.
Yeah, I'm bad at this.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
It is an awkward question. How you doing? Good.
Well, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
are you expecting like a
no, but I'm just,
well, you know, I woke up and my balls were itching.
Yeah, maybe I should be careful.
Vigorously.
I should be careful what I wish for. Busy day of cutting wire today when you get done with the show.
I've moved on from wire into pipe.
Okay, now you're cutting pipe,
not cutting.
He's
just
laying
picking.
Pipe.
You're picking pipe,
oh. Picking and shipping pipe.
Okay, so how many people work at the place that you work at?
I think there's about 25 on my shift.
Anybody getting an idea of what you do here? Do they all know?
I mean, there's a lot of people that, yeah.
So there's like people right now, do they work like all day long or like 24-hour shifts there?
I mean, There's people that working there right now.
Right now. And they're probably, they maybe could be hearing your voice right now.
They could be on the way to work listening to this.
Yeah. Okay.
Doubt it, but maybe.
Right.
There's always a chance. But you said that there's people that are aware of what you do. Has there been any conversations about the show or anything like that? Or do they just try to avoid you?
There's been a couple. Because one person that listens to both shows.
Okay. So now they're like, boy, man, that Ben, I'm afraid to go up to him talking about the show because he always gives me one word answers. So, Ben, how was the show today?
Good.
Good. Fine. Thanks. Bye. I'm going to go cut some pipe. Pick some pipe. Cut some wire. Yeah. We got a lot of things planned today. Let's see here. Well, first and foremost, it's kind of been the thing people are talking about in West Michigan has been the dude I've known for quite some time, known as the Sidewalk Singer. The official history of the Sidewalk Singer name actually started with my kids informing this. Yeah, that's Sidewalk Singer. And then I said it on the radio, and then off and running now, that is what he's officially known as, J.B. West. J.B. is a 30-something-year-old local legend in and around the west side in Jenison-Hudsonville area who rides around wearing usually a Lions hoodie and a Lions baseball hat, singing hair band songs with his headphones, singing very loud.
So it's like you.
Essentially, yeah. And But he's actually gotten pretty decent at singing. He can carry a tune. He was seen on the news yesterday singing Amazing Grace. And the story goes that JB has had his bike stolen just the other day. And that had really pissed a lot of people off. I'll just say that I don't know necessarily that the person who stole it knew it was JB's bike. They just stole a bike is what I'm guessing happened. When he went into a fast food restaurant and came out, and he's like, wait a minute, where's my bike? This is not funny. Well, he was on Fox 17 yesterday. He was on Channel 8 yesterday. And people just talking to him. And the community, man, they really responded. I mean, big time. They set up a GoFundMe by 2 hours later. The
goal was met. Yeah, I saw
$1,000 later, it was, the goal was met. And it's... when I went to bed last night, it was about $3,500.
It's up to damn near $3,900. That's going to be a heck of a bike.
Well, what they're planning on doing is taking that money and going to the local bike shop and getting him a bike. And then they said putting the rest of it in like a credit account with the bike shop for upkeep on the bike. And I thought to myself, that's a lot of upkeep on a bike.
Put a motor on
it. Stuff it in his pocket. Let him have him. Of course, you don't want him walking around with $2,000 because then in a week there'll be a story. JB was robbed of $2,000. I have to do it all over again. We can't have that.
JB tried to buy a dog from a website.
So I was introduced to JB at first when, like I have told before, we were at Frosty Treat. And getting an ice cream, and then I heard this singing. I wonder, who's this guy, man? It's kind of loud. And he just stood in front of the damn Frosty Treats singing like Skid Row songs and Winger and Bon Jovi. And then my kid's like, oh, yeah, Sidewalk Singer. I was like, oh, okay. And then so then I'm watching public access television. There's like a Hudsonville public access television station. And, you know, late at night, he would put programming on. He and another dude named Nick Van Zanten would host a music show called Hot Tracks. And what
they would sing it?
Well, what they would do is they'd sit there, talk format, two chairs and on their set, and they'd play songs. So let's say play a 4-minute song by someone, and they'd sit there and you'd see them like rocking out to it. And then it would end, and then they would critique it. And so... You know, you'd hear these two autistic dudes say, this song sucks, or I like this song. So, and they have a very, very strong knowledge of everything they listen to. And you get a little snapshot of what's going on inside of these guys' brains. And then they would do a segment, which I incorrectly termed Dance Party, in which JB was like, what are you talking about, dance party? It's not a dance party. That's the air jam, stupid. And they sit there, and they play like their favorite songs to wind out the show, and they sing them while they're playing. So that's air jam. And that's the show. And there had been numerous episodes of Hot Tracks. It's kind of like a cult thing over there. You can only get it there. You can probably watch episodes online right now. Well, turns out a local filmmaker started to get interested in them a few years back.
Oh.
And the filmmaker made a documentary called Musical Minds.
Oh.
About these two and what life is like through an autistic person, and basically gives you an idea of it's on Vimeo. I posted it on the Facebook page. I did a post about it, about the fundraiser and things like that, and it's linked there. It's a good watch. It's like an hour long documentary.
About, oh, it's on YouTube too.
About these two, yeah. So, JB's done a lot. He's got a great family and a terrific support group. And like I said, everybody in Jenison and Hudsonville knows this guy and loves him. And now and throughout West Michigan, a lot of people are very familiar with him because there's JB on the news last night talking about his about getting his bike stolen. So I was like, well, we got to get JB in here. There's no question. He's always been, he's been wanting to be on the radio for some time. Mm-hmm. He joined me on one of the videos during the YouTube days. And was in my house, and he basically interviewed me. He got, it looked, I think he was generally annoyed with some of my questions, and he rightfully so. And he's, I would ask him a question, and he would start his answer with,
now,
well,
does your bike have two wheels?
Now, that would be one of your questions.
No, that's one of your questions. You're the one that has bad questions.
He would, when I'd ask him a question, he would start his answer with, well, if you must know, things like that. So he's a really fun, nice spirit, and he'll be joining us at about 8:25, local legend J.B. West. So looking forward to that. It'll be right after we do Stump the Show movie trivia with Ron. Looking forward to that. We at the last minute, we were informed that we have tickets for Pop Evil for their show Saturday at 20 Monroe Live. So that kind of made, we kind of have an overabundance of prizes. We were just going to do one particular game. I think we've changed our mindset on that. So in the late stages of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll go back to Bet on Ben, which is in a dogfight for favorite game on this show, along with Password. Those two have not let us down even once. Well, there was one time that Bet on Ben let us down last week when the game went on way too long. It became kind of a cluster. We've put steps in place to keep that from happening. Hopefully that won't be a problem anymore. But so a lot of things to get to. And you remember yesterday we did the Eric Zancho question of the day.
Yes.
How were you knocked out? Well, true to form, we got many emails, but there's enough that I can do a whole segment on it, and they're great. These stories are just awesome. So I'm looking forward to reading some of those to you in the 7 o'clock hour. Now, we do have a question of the day today based on, first of all, JB getting his bike stolen. And then there's another story about a dude in Borculo who's got a nice house. And these three people broke into his house. And he's sitting there at work, and he gets a text message. It says, this is your security system. Check your cameras.
Uh-oh.
And he clicks on the link, and in his house are three people. There's not supposed to be anybody in the house.
Right.
And they're robbing him. And so
they're pillaging his house.
Yeah. And in the video, they show it on the TV, on the news. The dog is way nice. And the dog's whacking his tail as the dude's walking out with a flat screen. And there's these three strangers, and the dog's like,
are you guys going to feed me?
The dog goes up to him. He's like banging his head on him. Come on, pet me, thief. And the dog is so not a watchdog. So this guy is looking at me, goes, all right. So then the police start calling because the security system's alert. Everybody's in on this except for the three morons that are in there. The dogs trying to get him to feed him, like you said. And he goes, yeah, those are thieves. Go get them. I'm on my way. So the thieves end up getting away. The cops are there as they're pulling out. And then they started a chase that wound up over by Ramblewood. And they crashed the car right into the Ramblewood sign, into the Ramblewood Apartments sign.
Wait, where's Borculo? I thought it was like well south.
It's directly west from where they are.
Oh, okay.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been to the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
So you go through Hudsonville, Port Sheldon area, boom, you're in Borculo. It's one stoplight town, but there's outlying areas where a lot of people are buying up property and building nice residences. That's this guy's house. Kind of middle of nowhere-ish, but growing. So, dude, they go on a long chase, and they end up destroying the car. And it looked like a brand-new car. Didn't they have a license plate on it?
Yeah, it looked like a brand-new Honda SUV or something.
Yes, it looked like they just, I don't know, maybe they just stole it. No one had indicated that. But so with those things in mind, what have you had stolen? Maybe you were a victim, like the guy in Borculo, or maybe you're like JB, somebody stole something from you. What have you been? How were you a victim of theft? We'll get into that more in detail as the show goes on. 800-785-1073. You can call anytime. How have you been a victim of theft? 800-785-1073. You can email eric@ericzancho.com. Maybe you solved your own crime. Maybe it went unresolved.
Yeah, when were you Sherlock Holmes?
I remember I was visiting my brother at college. I was a high school senior. Visited him at Western Michigan. And then we proceeded to get bombed. And then I'm like half passed out.
Wasting weekend.
And brother's roommates is talking to me. Yeah, you got ripped. Well, that was a good time. Of course, you didn't wind up with any chicks. Yeah, and he was right by where my wallet was. The next morning, I wake up to throw up, and I grab my wallet, and I'm looking inside of it, and I'm not going to throw up my wallet, but there was no money in there. He took everything out.
What?
And
how much money did you have in there?
It was probably like $60. That was what I was going to use to get home, to eat, to get more beer. So that was a drag. 800-785-1073. If you've been a victim of theft, a question of the day moment. So Tiger Woods, you know, changing subjects abruptly, is set to get back to golfing this year. But a lot of people are saying there's no way. Did you see this at all? Have you been following this?
A little bit. I was following him pretty closely when he was trying to make his comeback. Watched a little bit of Tiger Woods, but it did not go very well. He actually pulled out after three rounds. Well, he didn't make the cut in the first event he played in.
Now, how long ago was that? Weeks ago?
Weeks ago, yeah. Okay. Like January.
Well, May is the Masters. And isn't it?
I think it's April.
Okay. The spring is Masters. And there's a PGA golfer who's ranked like 67th on the tour named Pat Perez. Does that name sound familiar to you?
A little bit, yeah.
Perez does a show on Sirius. Well, who doesn't do a show on Sirius? Everybody does. Ben's got a show on Sirius. Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio.
Sounds fun. And I do love PGA. I'd probably listen to it, actually.
Well, this guy Perez is pretty good at hot takes.
Oh, good.
So
I love a good golf hot take.
This is a fellow golfer on the tour talking about Woods yesterday.
Still the biggest name in the game. I don't care what anybody says.
No,
he's the biggest name in the game.
Right.
He is the needle mover. He is the needle.
Right.
It's the bottom line. I don't care if he goes up.
He's a bottom line guy. Everything he says ends up with.
It's the bottom line.
It's the bottom line, or it's the final word, or that's the way it is.
Stand and the box it was shipped in.
He is everything in the game still today. Until he walks away, he's always going to be the name. I don't care what Dustin, Jordan, Jason Day, Rory, I don't care what any of them do. Tiger is the name, and he is the game of golf as we know it today. But the bottom.
I stepped on it. He was just about to say it.
But the bottom line is,
that's two bottom lines.
He knows he can't beat anybody. But what he does, he's got this new corporation that he started. So he's got to keep his name relevant to keep the corporation going. So he's going to show up to a few events. He's going to try to play. He's going to show his, you know, what's the bag? The monster, he's got to go out there and show the monster bag. Mm-hmm. He's going to show the TaylorMade driver. He's going to get on TV. You know, he's got the Nike clothes. He's got to keep that stuff relevant.
Sounds like he's very jealous right there with that. A little bit.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But I think he's not saying anything crazy.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he's saying anything crazy
at all. I don't either.
But the bottom line is,
that's three bottom lines.
He knows he can't beat anybody. He knows it.
He said that.
I mean, it's a bottom. The guy said seven.
He started to say it's a bottom line. That's three and a half bottom lines.
Seven. That guy can't shoot 77.
No.
You know, and then what does he do the next day? Oh, my back's going. He knows he can't beat anybody. I told you, he's not going to come out and play.
Not only is he a bottom line guy.
I told you.
He's a, see, this is what I said. I told you this. I did this.
And play poorly. I said this how many months ago? He's not going to do it for a long time.
Is he going to play? Does he play Augusta?
I can never say, see, I told you this, because I can never remember what I actually say.
It's like, I think I said that.
I would never.
Can't remember.
This is fatigue, so fatiguing to me. I could never go, I'm beating. Hey, look what I said. I'm beating my chest. The bottom line is, I said this, man.
See, the funny thing about Pat Perez is, he's like, I told you months ago. It's like, nobody knows that because you didn't. It wasn't a hot take.
Yeah.
You could have said anything months ago. We wouldn't know. We don't listen to your show.
No one's listening to your show, Pat. That's why you're on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio.
I don't know.
Because if
he doesn't play Augusta, then it's over. I can tell you that right now.
I like how the one guy starts a thought and dude finishes it.
Yes.
If he doesn't
play Augusta,
if
he doesn't play Augusta, then it's over.
Like, the poor guy, the poor idiot, Michael Collins tries to come up, you know, join this thing.
All right, hot take theater right here.
And this steamroller, Pat Perez, keeps plowing right through the.
Tell you that right now. If he does not play Augusta, it's over.
Bottom line.
Because I said when he pulled out, because I said he was going to pull out.
That's what she said.
This is stupid, man.
In one of these events, and you're not going to see him play five events. There's no way. I called it early.
You and I both talked about it.
Nobody believed me.
I was the one with you.
You said that, Pat.
This guy's trying now.
I don't think.
And now Collins is trying to say, I said it too. I said it too, man.
Him again. Personally, I don't think you'll see him again this year.
Really?
I think he's out. I don't think you'll see him again. If he, because the only thing he's going to care about is Augusta. Now, he hasn't played that course at the U.S. Open.
Okay, now he's already said everything he needs to say.
Now he's just repeating.
Yes. He's just going over the same diarrhea.
I don't even know where the British is. Where's the British?
Britain.
Couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Someone in Europe.
The PGA's at Quail Hollow.
Right.
He's only played there a couple times.
Hold on a second. They should know where all these things are.
He's a pro golfer.
He's a pro golfer.
Pat Perez is only 60.
He'll be playing there.
Yes. He is the 67th ranked golfer in the PGA Tour. So essentially, he's the 67th best golfer in the world.
Right.
And he sounds like freaking Mad Dog Russo. Shut up. Shut up, you bitch.
Like, you should already have your freaking plane ticket for those places.
Listen to this. Listen to this idiot.
Yeah, you know, Quail Hollow. He
so it's not like he's got his favorite.
this guy, this Michael Collins.
A steamroller.
The partner can't even get out one or two words before this dude just blathers in.
Major courses.
He
so it's not like he's got his favorite major courses after Augusta.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't think you're going to see this guy again. I mean, the guy can't show up to an interview. What makes you think he's going to go and you think he thinks he can beat somebody? He guy can't stand in an interview.
How's everything out in San Martín?
That's pretty good. Thanks. Thanks for checking.
I enjoyed
that.
I don't know. I feel like I would do my research on where the majors are.
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't sound like a golfer, did he? He sounded like a hot take sports talk host, Johnny from Topeka.
Yeah, that'd be like if I was doing like an NFL show, and I was like, where's the Super Bowl? is it in Detroit?
800-785-1073. We told you the question of the day. What have you had stolen?
This is a twist.
Jonathan, where are you calling from?
Monterey.
New Mexico?
No, Michigan.
Oh.
Where is Monterey, Michigan?
Between Hopkins and Hamilton.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah,
it's
so
where's
big,
Hamilton?
It's so big, we have a South Monterey, too.
All right. We were asking about what have you had stolen?
Well, I'm a youth pastor, so this story isn't about me, but it's about a missionary friend that came through, and it was so incredible, horrific, that as soon as I heard the question of the day, I had to share.
Thank you.
So they came through the church, and unfortunately, he told me this horrible story. His grandmother came to visit him while he was a missionary in Mexico, and this was probably 20 years ago that this happened. And she had a massive stroke and passed away while she was in Mexico visiting them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't expected, and so they wanted to take her back to the States and to give her a proper burial back in her hometown, and they couldn't get any of her paperwork, and so the Mexican officials would not let them take her body back into America. And so they said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of smuggle her in. So they took her body and they wrapped it in a roll of carpet. And they put it on top of their vehicle. This is a true story.
Oh,
and they went through the Mexican Border Patrol.
With grandma.
Let them get through. They got through Mexico. The problem is when they got to the U.S., they pulled over to eat. And when they went out to their vehicle, the carpet had been stolen.
Wait a minute.
I'm not even kidding you. They were so devastated and broken up with the fact that they lost their grandmother's corpse forever.
Wow.
I think I've seen this in National Lampoon's
Vacation.
That's
what it sounds like. This sounds like a combination of
Weekend and Bernie's.
Weekend
and
meets Big Lebowski.
yeah, it's incredible. I don't know what to say.
I don't want to break your heart or anything or make you upset, but I can't. It's so unbelievable. I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah. No. Hard for me to believe too, but you know, I knew the guy, so it's, you know, I mean, I don't think he's lying about it.
I don't doubt that. And I know you're not lying. I just that's so incredible.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to call in.
Yeah.
Like this is. I mean, I've never really had anything that important stolen.
Yeah, no worries, Jonathan, thank you, buddy. 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com. For the early crowd, Dear Meathead is next from yesterday.
All right, that's it. Each of these shows are about 3 hours long. You add it to all of the listening on your Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for $5 or $10 a month, and you are all set for all of that listening. 15 plus hours a week of content in addition to my free daily podcast. All right, there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for checking this out. Till next time, bye-bye.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.